Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be, and then to applaud the good ones. Please use this information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the April edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick studies. A snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Coconut oil comes up empty. Is coconut oil harmless, even though its fat is 90% saturated? Researchers analyzed 14 randomized controlled trials that pitted coconut oil against non-tropical vegetable oils like soybean, canola, and olive. Compared with those oils, coconut oil raised LDL, bad cholesterol, by 11 points. Coconut oil did raise HDL, or good cholesterol, but genetic studies and trials testing HDL-raising drugs have failed to show that HDL protects the heart, noted an editorial published with the new study. Coconut oil's main fat, lauric acid, is sometimes called a medium-chain fat, but biologically it acts more like a long-chain saturated fat, added the editorial. The researchers found no evidence that coconut oil lowers body weight, body fat, blood sugar, or inflammation, as some enthusiasts claim. What to do? Aim for a diet rich in unsaturated rather than saturated fats. Smells good. Do aromas alter how much people eat? Italian scientists had 30 women with obesity sit in a room with or without a mild bread fragrance dispersed from a vaporizer for 15 minutes. After sitting in the scented room, the women ate about 25% more vegetable soup than after sitting in the unscented room. What to do? Be aware that appealing aromas may make you eat more. Dairy fat makeover. Dairy fat raises LDL, or bad cholesterol, boosting the risk of heart disease. Could farmers give milk a makeover? British researchers asked 54 people to consume about 1.5 cups of milk, 1.5 ounces of cheddar cheese, and 1.5 tablespoons of butter each day. Each food was made from either ordinary milk or high monounsaturated fat milk from cows fed high oleic sunflower oil. The volunteers got about 7 more grams of monounsaturated fat and 6 fewer grams of saturated fat per day on the higher mono foods. After 12 weeks, LDL had risen by 7 points on the ordinary dairy foods, but by only 1 point on the higher mono dairy foods. What's more, the participants' blood vessels were better able to dilate on the high mono dairy. What to do? Until healthier dairy milks hit the market, stick with 1% or fat-free. Better yet, try one of our plant milk best bites, which may help lower LDL. Want more calories? Have a Coke. Does downing a sugary or diet drink make you eat less or more of a sweet or salty snack? Researchers fed 51 people the same lunch with one of 4 labeled beverages, ordinary water, sparkling water, diet cola, or sugary cola, on 4 occasions. Each time, the people had 10 minutes to eat a 225-calorie cheese sandwich with half the drink, plus 10 minutes to finish the drink and eat as many corn chips and chocolate chip cookie pieces as they wanted. Corn chip consumption didn't vary. In contrast, people did eat fewer cookies with the sugary cola, but its 210 calories gave their lunches more calories, 675, than their lunches with diet cola, 495, sparkling water, 510, or ordinary water, 515. What to do? Water is best, but any calorie-free beverage beats a sugary drink. April Fools! Every day is April 1st in the supermarket, by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. Is Smucker's Strawberry Simply Fruit made from nothing but strawberries? It's not that simple. The fruit spread has more fruit syrup than strawberries, which explains why 9 of the 10 grams of sugar in each tablespoon are added. Gotcha! Light and refreshing taste, says Ocean Spray Pink Cranberry Juice Cocktail, with antioxidant vitamin C, made with real fruit juice. Translation, made with only 15% juice, about 1.5 tablespoons, plus added sugar, water, and vitamin C. The taste may be light, but the cocktail sure isn't. You get 70 calories and 4 teaspoons of added sugar in each 5.5-ounce mini can. Ounce for ounce, that's about equal to the 140 calories and 9.5 teaspoons of added sugar in a 12-ounce Coke. Tastes good? Good for you, says the label. Since when are sugar drinks good for anyone? You're beautiful. Let's keep it that way, says VitaCup Beauty Blend Infused Coffee with collagen, biotin, cinnamon, and vitamins. It's a mix of all-star beauty ingredients intended for show-stopping hair, skin, and nails. Intended for? There's no good evidence that VitaCup's collagen, biotin, cinnamon, folate, or manganese enhances your skin, hair, or nails. And every cup has 333 times more biotin than you should get in an entire day. That could interfere with some blood tests. Beauty Blend? We guess Bologna Blend wouldn't have made it through marketing. How do you eat a Joy Bowl Strawberry Almond Quinoa Crunch with Granola Cluster Smoothie Bowl? Just pull off the plastic lid and wrapper, unfold the plastic spoon, add water, and stir. Thanks for a new way to generate plastic waste, Kellogg. Then, dig into your bowl of oats, almonds, sugar, soy, protein, isolate, oil, sorghum, brown rice syrup, dairy solids, strawberry powder, whey, dried strawberries, quinoa, cranberry powder, and roughly 20 other ingredients. Sure, you could just eat fruit, milk, nuts, and oats in a reusable bowl, or blend them into a smoothie, but that wouldn't help Kellogg's bottom line. Filled with yogurt cream, says the box of Trader Joe's oat and Greek yogurt sandwich cookies. Really? The cookie wafers do have some oat flour and flakes, but they have more sugar, brown sugar, and honey than Greek yogurt. And the cream filling has more palm oil and sugar than yogurt powder. Surely Joe isn't just using any health halos to sell 140-calorie cookies. Nah. Sort of sweet, says Straight Up Tea, which is made by Snapple. Sorta? Each 18.5-ounce bottle has 90 calories, disclosed in barely visible on-black print on the front label. That's thanks to the 5 teaspoons of added sugar, more than 40% of a day's worth. Sorta sneaky. No bad apples. The government needs to compel the whole industry to prevent food waste rather than pushing the problem into consumers, says Jennifer Molitor of the Center for Biological Diversity. But you can still do your bit. If there were a cash register on top of the garbage can that said, cha-ching, you threw away $32.73 of food over the past week, that might provide more motivation to toss less, says Ohio State's Brian Rowe. Here's what might help. Navigating restaurants. Most entrees have 1,000-plus calories. Don't eat more to waste less. Take home the excess. BYOB, and bring your own to-go box for leftovers. Split an entree with a friend. Order a half entree if you can. Pass up buffets and other all-you-can-eat offers. Freeze it. The freezer is ideal for storing nuts, bread, butter, meat, fish, poultry, and blocks of hard cheese. You can freeze milk. Just shake the thawed milk if the fat has separated. Freeze cooled down chicken or vegetable stock in ice cube trays. Put the frozen cubes in an airtight container or a zip top bag. Blanch vegetables before freezing to preserve their flavor. Peel ripe bananas before freezing, and toss frozen chunks in a smoothie or immerse the plastic bag in water to thaw to use in cooking or baking. Freeze berries on a tray so they don't stick together. Then transfer them to an airtight container or bag. Chop peaches, melons, mangoes, pineapple, and other fruit before freezing. Freeze lightly beaten eggs in an airtight container. Thaw in the fridge and use for scrambled eggs or cooking. Pack ice cube trays half full with fresh herbs like oregano, thyme, and basil, then top with olive oil. Transfer the frozen cubes to an airtight container or bag. Before you put food in the freezer, label and date the containers. Shop smart. 3 avocados for $5? You probably don't have to buy them all to get the promotional price. To avoid overbuying, plan meals ahead. Look for misshapen produce at reduced prices. Buy frozen fruit for smoothies, or try items made from stems like cauliflower rice and broccoli slaw. The Healthy Cook's Waste-Free Kitchen Tips. Got greens like kale, spinach, or beet greens on the verge of going bad? Sauté or steam them. That will give them new life. Revive wilted greens by putting them in ice water for 5 to 10 minutes. Soft apples or pears? Place peeled, cored chunks in a pot with a bit of water, then heat and mash. And voila! Apple or pear sauce. Use leftover herbs in salads or sandwiches as a garnish in soups or for making pestos. Stuck with small amounts of a variety of uncooked grains that have similar cooking times? Mix them together. Find a few recipes with flexible ingredient lists to clean out of your fridge. Veggie stir fry, anyone? Do a semi-annual or quarterly eat up the pantry to use up grains and canned goods. Before traveling, eat your perishables or give them to friends, or take them along. Keep a container in the freezer for scraps of carrots, onions, celery, herbs, garlic, and poultry bones. Once it's full, make stock. Storage tips. Create an eat first area in your fridge where you're most likely to see leftovers. Disinfect your fridge regularly. Invisible mold spores can speed food spoilage. Store fresh herbs like parsley and cilantro in a glass of water, like cut flowers. Store mushrooms in a paper bag in the fridge or in an open container if you like them drier. Onions can make potatoes sprout. Keep them apart. Bananas and apples can make other fruits ripen. Separate them. Store oils that you use often, like olive oil or peanut, in a cool, dark place. Keep oils that you use infrequently, like sesame or walnut, in the fridge. Store leftovers in clear containers so you can see what they are. Most Best Buy dates refer to a food's quality, not safety. If it smells and looks fine, no need to toss it. Go to savethefood.com/storage for more tips. Composting. Interested in backyard or indoor composting? Go to epa.gov/recycle/composting-home. Go to litterless.com/where-to-compost to see if your community has a composting program. Private services charge a modest fee. Urge your condo or apartment building to start composting. You can compost fruit and veggie scraps, pasta, bread, cereal, eggshells, coffee grounds, paper plates, and more. If you don't take compostables out regularly, keep them in the freezer so they don't smell. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Going green. This stir fry works for most Asian greens. Look for yu choy, amaranth, gailan, or tatsui at farmers markets or Asian markets, or use bok choy, see back cover, spinach, kale, chard, or broccolini. Stir-fried Asian greens serves 4. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon reduced sodium soy sauce, 1/2 a teaspoon balsamic vinegar, 1/2 a teaspoon brown sugar, 1 teaspoon cornstarch, 1 pound Asian cooking greens with their stems separated and chopped, 1 tablespoon peanut oil, 1 tablespoon minced garlic. In a small bowl, whisk together the soy sauce, vinegar, sugar, and cornstarch with 1/4 cup of water. In a large pan or wok, bring another 1/4 cup of water to a boil over high heat. Add the stems and stir fry until hot, about a minute. Add the leaves a few handfuls at a time. Toss with tongs to help them wilt. Once all the greens are in the pan, stir fry until the water has cooked off, 1 to 2 minutes. Push the greens to one side of the pan, add the oil to the other side, and tilt it over the burner. Add the garlic to the oil and cook for 30 seconds. Return the pan to level on the burner. Add the soy sauce mixture to the oil and garlic. Cook until the liquid thickens 30 to 60 seconds. Mix with the greens. And enjoy. Got plants? What to look for if you're ditching cow's milk? By Lindsay Moyer. Moo is moot. Pourable progress. Dairy-free as it should be. Plant-based milks are going on the offensive. Should you trade in your milk mustache for almond, coconut, soy, or peas? Which are better for you and for the planet? Here's our guide to the ever-churning alt milk aisle. 1. Check calcium and vitamin D. Dairy milk is rich in nutrients, among them calcium, 300 milligrams per cup, and added vitamin D, 100 IU per cup, listed on newer labels as 2.5 mcg. Our Best Bites and Honorable Mentions have roughly that much or more. Some dairy and plant milks now add twice as much vitamin D, 200 IU or 5 mcgs. That's a plus since many people fall short on D, but calcium is complicated. 2. Consider vitamin B12. Not all plant milks add B12, but many do. That matters for vegans and older adults. A vegan diet excludes all of the dairy products and meats that supply B12, but even if you eat those foods, 10 to 30% of adults over age 50 have too little stomach acid to digest their B12. They need either a multivitamin or foods like plant milks that have added B12. 3. Look for potassium. Milk's potassium is harder to come by in the plant milk aisle, so we didn't require it in our Best Bites. But soy, pea, and some oat milks have enough naturally occurring or added potassium to mimic dairy. Almond, cashew, rice, coconut, flax, and hemp milks don't. 4. Get enough protein. Does protein matter? It depends on what else you're eating, but if you count on milk for protein, look for at least 7 grams per cup, which is typical for soy milk. That's the amount we require in our Best Bites. Dairy milk has 8 grams. Most pea protein milks have 8 to 10 grams. Expect no more than 1 gram of protein from a cup of most almond, coconut, flax, rice, or cashew milks. Most oat or hemp milks have 2 to 4 grams. 5. Minimize added sugar. A cup of cow's milk has 3 teaspoons, or 12 grams, of naturally occurring lactose milk sugar. Plant milks naturally have just 0 to 2 grams of sugar. Odds are your taste buds don't want much more. Our added sugar limit for Best Bites is roughly 5 grams, or 1 teaspoon. That's about what you get in most original varieties. Many vanillas, 1.5 to 3 teaspoons, and chocolates, 3 to 5 teaspoons, add more. 6. Get healthy fats. If you drink cow's milk, stick with 1% or fat-free to limit saturated dairy fat. That's not an issue for plant milk drinkers. Nuts, seeds, peas, and soy supply healthy fats. Just steer clear of coconut milk. And 7. Skip rice milk. Arsenic is a human carcinogen and can impair learning in children. Rice soaks up arsenic from soil and water more readily than other grains do. With so many other options, why go there? 8. Think of the planet. Most non-dairy milks tread more lightly on the earth. Miss the taste of cow's milk? Add a touch to your plant milk. Plants and the planet. Plant-based is planet-based, says alt milk maker Califia. true enough, here's what it takes to produce an average cup of dairy, oat, soy, almond, or rice milk in North America, researchers estimate. Greenhouse gases. Milking cows instead of plants releases roughly 2.5 to 3.5 times as many pounds of carbon dioxide equivalents. Water. Oat and soy beat dairy. Almonds and rice are thirstier. Land. Plants win by a landslide. Dairy milk gobbles up some 2.5 to 8 times as much land. Is calcium better when you have more? 40% more calcium than milk, says Califia Farms original almond milk. Do you need more? Depends. Tally 250 milligrams of calcium for each serving of dairy you typically eat, 150 milligrams for Greek yogurt, then toss in 250 milligrams for the rest of your diet. Your goal? 1,000 milligrams a day from milk, food, and, if needed, supplements. The target jumps to 1,200 milligrams for women over 50 and men over 70. But more isn't better. Taking a daily supplement with 1,000 milligrams or more may raise the risk of kidney stones. And getting 2,000 milligrams a day or more is linked to a higher risk of prostate cancer. P is for protein. Want protein but don't like soy? Give peas a chance. Ripple, 8 grams of protein per cup, and Bolthouse Farms, 10 grams, were the best tasting on our best bites. Both brands' original pea protein milks add just a teaspoon of sugar, or go unsweetened. Another good bet, Silk Protein, a pea, almond, and cashew milk blend with 10 grams of protein per cup. The original and unsweet flavors are honorable mentions because they don't have B12. Tip, pea protein milks are named protein or plant-based, not pea milk. Free market. Which free claims matter? Gluten-free. Need to avoid gluten? Most plant milks are okay, so is cow's milk. The exception? Some oat milks. Oats, which are gluten-free, can get contaminated with other grains in the field or in processing facilities. Califia Farms, Chobani, Oatly, and Planet Oat are certified gluten-free or are tested to be sure. Carrageenan-free. Most plant milks now use gums like gelin or locust bean instead. No artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. We found no plant milks with those ingredients, and all are free of lactose or milk sugar. Hot oats. Oat milk is the new kid on the block. A primer? Added sugar. Some oat milks, like Oatly, use enzymes to break down some oat starch into sugar. That sugar counts as added, the FDA said in 2018. Some brands are still fixing their labels to reflect that. So it doesn't matter that Pacific Organic Vanilla Oat Milk is sweetened with oats and has no added cane sugar. To your body, its hefty dose of oat sugar, 4.5 teaspoons per cup, is more than a third of a day's added sugar limit. Carbs and protein. You're skipping liquefied grains, so even plain oat milks contain slightly more carbs, 10 to 15 grams per cup, and less protein, 2 to 4 grams, than soy or pea milks. Fat and calories. Extra creamy or full-fat varieties have more calories, 120 to 160 per cup, thanks to their extra healthy fat. Taste. Oat milk comes closer to cow's milk than most other non-dairies. Our fave, honorable mention, Planet Oat Extra Creamy Original. Uber creamy Oatly just missed our added sugar limit. Food find. Good greens. Most cruciferous superstars, think kale, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, pack a bold taste and texture. Not bok choy. The Chinese cabbage has crunchy, almost sweet white stems topped off with mild, dark green leaves, and pale green baby bok choy is especially tender and mild. Look for it at Trader Joe's or your favorite grocer or farmer's market. A side of the quick cooking marvel can jazz up just about any dish. A good place to start? The recipe that we shared today from The Healthy Cook. Tip: stir-fry the chopped pale green stems until tender crisp, then toss the quicker-cooking leafy green parts into the pan or wok. Or drizzle a miso sesame dressing over halved steamed heads. Mmm. Bok choy is impressively high in vitamins A, C, and K, and supplies a decent dose of fiber, iron, potassium, and folate. All that for just 20 calories per cooked cup. But why stop there? Organic Girl pre-washed baby bok choy salad greens are delicate enough to enjoy raw or quickly stir-fried. Not kale, not sorry, says the container. Neither are we. Food fail. Just don't. Made with the same ingredients that you use in your mixing bowl at home, but it's safe to eat right from the tub, says Nestle Tollhouse Funfetti Edible Cookie Dough with Candy Sprinkles. Go ahead, dig in. Oh boy. We've always wanted to rip into a tub of white flour, sugar, water, butter, and dyed candy sprinkles that are made largely of sugar, cornstarch, palm oil, and palm kernel oil. As the label says, it's made with 100% real fun, and it's hard to imagine more fun than swallowing a pallet of artificial food dyes like yellow 5, red 40, blue 1, and red 3. Who needs colorful fruit when you can eat dyed sugar? The nutrition facts serving is 2 flat tablespoons, so the label shows only 140 calories, 2.5 grams of saturated fat, and 3.5 teaspoons of added sugar. That's about what you'd get in a Twinkie. But how many cookie dough fans are scooping up just 2 non-heaping tablespoons? When it comes to ice cream, many people don't stop after just half a cup. That's 8 tablespoons. This expanded collection of edible cookie dough provides even more ways to create fun, lasting memories while snacking on your favorite treats. No baking needed, said Nestle's Toll House's associate brand manager in a press release. Lasting indeed. Dish of the month. Not your mom's asparagus. Whisk together 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon tahini, 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon lemon zest, and a 1/4 teaspoon salt. Spoon over 1 pound steamed asparagus. Sprinkle with toasted almonds. Serves 4. Well, that's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening, and have a healthy, happy month.